ఫ్రెండ్స్ ది కంపైల్ ఫస్ట్ బుక్ కృష్ణ బుక్ సంస్కృతం నేను and what is there? Everything is there completely. And he has instructed there. That's it. Oh, you should know all this. The behavior, the service, pure service of Gopi to Krishna. You should know all this. Otherwise, you will be always lusty. Always to acquire lust, we should read then something. He has vividly, he has cleared in his book. We read it all in one sense here and there. So you should have a strong faith in this. He has written so many things about this. He has also given a letter to the disciple. He was very lusty. And he asked, I'm very lusty, what to do? And then he told, you should read 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Ras Leela, especially. Then your deep lust will come, and this real task of transcendental lust will come to Krishna. And that is not called lust, that is called without living, without hearing, how you can realize all these things? So you should realize all these things. Now we are coming on our subject. Today, Hira Panchami. Oh, can you explain in brief? You, in brief, without seeing book?
Very, very opulent. And they arrive
that the Pandita temple, where the servants of Lord Jagannath are bound up in some kind of rope and given punishment, and they're forced to offer obeisances and apologies to Lakshmi, and they have to promise to give back her husband. So during this festival, there's a very interesting conversation between Shiva Thakur and Swarup Damodar. Shiva Thakur is taking the side of the goddess of fortune, and Swarup Damodar is taking the side of the residents of Vindhya, or the Vrijavasis. And they're both glorifying their side to see what is superior. Shiva Thakur is Narad Muni, and Narad Muni is always in a mood of opulence towards the Lord, so he's more on the side of Dwarka. And he's glorifying the goddess of fortune, that she has such a kind of transcendental jealous anger that instead of doing, say, what Ram Chandra's mother did, that is throw her cloth, her ornaments down on the floor and dress in unclean clothing and go into what's called the anger room, code of honor. She puts on very opulent clothes and with great anger comes to punish her husband and his servants. So this is her type of man, or transcendental jealous anger. Then Swarup Damodar, who is himself in his Krishna Siddhasthira, in his service to Radha Krishna, none other than Lalita Devi, the dearmost friend of Srimati Radhika, is glorifying the mood of the gopis as being
ideal. No, I'll put that part between. Of Krishna with the gopis. Then sword down the door. I said, Chicken Hawkins set the sword down the door. But there's no fault in the activities of Krishna, his pastimes of the gopis. So why did
So it is okay, but why is he becomes here?
Why
is
he here?
Because he said he would return after a few days, and now he was gone for such a long time, performing his pastimes in Vrindavan. So now she became very angry, and she, why became angry? What? Because Jagannath had become indifferent to her and was meeting with others, so she felt neglected and she became angry over this. Oh, that's the last minute.
Because, pardon me, you should know Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, and are in Kurukshetra. There are three places. But you should know what is Jagannath Puri. There, Jagannath Puri, he is son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Never flute in his hand. No piece of feather. And he cannot address Nanda Baba, father, and Yashoda Maiya. He will forget here, he will have to forget Gopi. Only he can think anything in his heart, but by son, he will not tell any of his feelings, Satyabhama, Rukmani, and others, that I love Gopis more than you. Can he tell? Never. If he is telling like this, what will happen?
There will be
insulting mood. They will not try to speak with Krishna. A big, very big problem will be there. Very big. So Jagannath Puri is Dwarka. Here all these Jadavansi are there. Krishna playing with all these things there. Here, what name? Rukmini is like Bimala Devi. You know Bimala Devi there? In Jagannath temple. She is like that. Also Lakshmi Devi is there in Dwarka. Who is Lakshmi? All these things are Lakshmi there. Especially, Satyabhama, Rukmini and all. So there is that. No gopi there. In Jagannath temple or in Jagannath Puri. Never. Chaitanya is there. So it is Dwarka Puri. And what is Kurukshetra? Kurukshetra Krishna coming from Dwarka, so it is like a Dwarka Leela. But some especially, that Nanda Baba, Yashoda Maiya and all gopis, Radha, Vishakha and Time, all are coming there and meeting with Krishna. But there is so much opulence. And in Vrindavan, what is there? Always gopis are with Krishna in Vrindavan, playing always. So Dwarka, Jagannath temple and whole Jagannath Puri is like Dwarka. Very affluent there. Dwarka is a place of affluence. So she thinks, let's read it. He is so much affluent. Why like a Dwarka means Krishna? He should go to poor place, like when anywhere. But Krishna is not told that I am going to Vrindavan, never he told. He treated Lakshmi Devi. But, oh, for years I am here. I took so much bath. My muscle became loose. Cold caught me. And now, being here, and now so much perplexed anyhow. Perplexed? Okay. And now I want to take free air. So I want to go somewhere in any forest to take my breath and to be refreshed. He told. And then he played a trick so that Lakshmi should not know this fact, that I am going alone there. And I will run to Vrindavan if I am going alone. So to cheat Lakshmi Devi, he took his Baladeva Prabhu's brother and sister also Subhadra. First thing, I will take them. Yashoda Maiya knows them. Rohini also knows. So I will keep them in this. In Yashoda Maiya. And I will go to where? Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Girijaj Govardhan, where all beautiful kunis are there, groves are there. I will play with all gopis. Baladeva Prabhu and Subhadra will be with Rohini, Yashoda Maiya, and they will take their what, milk and very happy there. And I will go there and play. Anyone cannot know. So he took his brother, Baladeva Prabhu, and brought them, Baladeva and his sister, Subhadra, and went. He did not told anything that I am going where, but he at once ran away to where? Oh, in Vrindavan. Sundarachal, that is Gundika, Mandir is known as Vrindavan, in the light of Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, before Mahaprabhu, they never knew all these things. So now they are knowing that it is Vrindavan. You know something more here. Krishna is told, Vrindavanam pasyajya pad ekam na gacchami ar gacchati. Krishna never gives up Vrindavan, always in Vrindavan. Radhika, what to Radhika? Oh, for Radhika he never goes out of Vrindavan, only for Radhika. So Radha and Krishna both, they don't walk anywhere other than Vrindavan, always there. Who went to Kurukshetra? Who went to Krishna? Radhika cannot go, never. So who will go? Sanjogini Radhika. Manifestation of Radhika will go. Vishwabhanu will go. Not directly Radhika. He will be always in Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, in Vrindavan. That if Radha and Krishna is always together in Vrindavan, then why separation? Mood of Radhika, that he is feeling so much separation from Krishna, and always waiting for Krishna. Sometimes he becomes so much absorbed in Krishna, love and affection and separation, that even seeing a tamal tree, he says, Oh Krishna, oh now you are here. And squirming with her, doing man, anger with her, Krishna. And sometimes embracing tamal tree like Krishna. So, how there will be separation knows there? When Vrindavan knows separation. But there is something where in Nandagaon, Rasi is there also. Friends are also there. Or they feel so much meeting there. Very much, so much excessive ananda. But who is in separation mood in Nandagaon? Who makes it?
Uddhav.
And Uddhav then? Big Vandana. Bande Nanda Prajay Srinam Padranayam Afikshansa Jyasam Hari Kato Jit Punat Bona. I spray the lotus dust of the gopis. Forever of any gopi of Nandana. Oh, their harikatha from their mouth coming in the separation, it satisfies whole world, whole universe. And what here tell more? Asamaho charanarengi samaham syam brindavane kimat gulmulatau sadhivinam jas dusta jan sujan arja patan kehitva rege mukunda padanem. What is the meaning? Only meaning.
In this very famous verse, Buddhaji is thinking that, oh, the frame of the gopis of Vrindavan is so high. If only I could get a touch of their foot dust, then I might be able to realize something about the meaning of Krishna praying. But alas, the gopis will never give me their foot dust. So I pray that I can just become a grass, a herb, or a creeper in Vrindavan. So that when the gopis are wandering in the forest, they may step on me, and I may get the touch of their foot dust. Their praying is so high, they have left everything, and all hopes of happiness in this life and in future lives. Why? Only to give satisfaction to Krishna. They have given up all Veda Dharma, but there is no necessity for them to follow the Vedas. Why? The Vedas themselves are following the gopis. Even they aspire after a praying like this.
So, who is in separation mood in Nandana? That Uddhava is? Oh, hearing from their mouth, what? Separation mood, high class of separation mood. And he is praying to. Who is Radhika there? The Yogini. One manifestation of Vrishbhanandani Radhika. Vrishbhanandani Radhika has no separation mood at all with Krishna, mixed. Always mixed. Always what? Impressed. Both. Each other. So that is Vrishbhanandani. In Nandagaon, so Diyogini Radhika, manifestation. And in Kurukshetra, so Sanjogini. You cannot know all these things deeply if you are not always in association of high class of Vaishnava. So Mahaprabhu here bringing Diyogini Radhika in Kurukshetra, not Vrishbhanandani. He cannot come here. Never he cannot come. If Krishna will weep so much, even she cannot give up Vrindavan, Radha Kani. So, Vrishbhanandani will come here, or Vyogini will not also come. Or he cannot give up Vrindavan, Nandavan. Only Sanjogini will come. So Sanjogini, Mahaprabhu, being Sanjogini there, and is pulling on cord Krishna. From where? To temple. To Dwarkapuri and to Vrindavan. What can I tell more than this? Never. Anyone cannot tell. Then come here. Then, Lakshmi came with her associates, very much decorated with golden ornaments and everything, and golden polished pins, and with beating drums and musicians, and with dancing girls. Who were they? Seva Dasi. And she came on the gate of Singhadwa. And there this dialect was going. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting in a very easy space there, entering all these things. When he had you should go. Nana Pushpa Dhyanatha Khele Rati Dine Lakshmi Sangya Nahi Laiti Karane. why he should not choke Lakshmi Devi? And you are told, if Lakshmi wanted to come to Vrindavan, so Lakshmi cannot. He is not qualified for this. Even Satavan Arukmani were not qualified to come to Vrindavan. That is why they never came. What harm if Radhika and all gopis comes to Dwarka? What harm? What harm? So much harm. What? They cannot be satisfied there. Because they will see what is. Oh, Rukmini, Satyabhama, all are with Krishna. And Krishna, there cannot give up them. Sometimes, their sons will come in the lap of Krishna. And Srimati Radhika, what to do? So she will never go there. Never and never and never. So, how if Chandra, she is not going, how this Lakshmi will go there? She cannot go. He did authority in Belban, in Vrindavan. Oh, lakhs and lakhs, thousands of years, thousands of years. Then Krishna came and told, why you are doing so? I want to have a broom from you. What broom you want? I want to boom. No. Want a boom? Oh, please take my minutes only, not my poor English. Otherwise, I will not speak anything. My English is lame and very poor. Anyhow, you can take essence. So here, what I am telling? Boom. Then she told that I want to join in wrath. Oh, it is absurd. You can. Why? Oh, why I am telling? That after this birth, you will have to take birth in the womb of any gopi Vrindavan. And you will have to marry any gopi. And then you will associate with Nitya Siddha Gopi. And after purification you can join. Otherwise any gopi coming from the womb of gopi but having some children with their husband, they are even unqualified. So any gopi wherein raw, they have never any child, nothing to do with their husband. Their husband has never seen them. Only they can see their shadow. Not they cannot. Yogmaya had arranged everything, saving all the gopis' life. So, how you can do? Oh, you have to give up this Brahmin body and chase the chastity in man. And you can keep your husband Parakya. And then in gopi chase, you can come. Because how I can give up my husband? Narayan? I cannot do. And I cannot give up my chastity. I cannot be married to any gopi. Then Krishna told us, wait, and when this will be done, then we can. So still he is doing, but he is not qualified. So, but you want all. But it is so very hard. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much very merciful. And he descended to give these things. Very precious. More than anything. It is very hard for Narada even and Lakshmi and all others. Shankar and all others. What to tell others? But if there is greed, pure greed, to be like that, to serve Radha and Krishna continually, and to serve him raw. It is very good, fortunate. You are very fortunate. Every greed is there. Even like a dog, you know, waiting on the shop of Rasagulla and Malai. And he is sitting and look here. Like rush is coming. And any anyone comes and purchases Rasagulla and took Rasagulla in his mouth, and very, oh, he was testing, and the leaf was he thrown out. And dog was jumping and began to. So, if you have that kind of very high class of greed, then anywhere you come, where there is will, there is will. So, way must come. And who will be? Oh, Krishna himself in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he also he will send his devotees. Oh, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sarup Samoda, Raya Ramananda, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Atta Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Avadh Gurudev.
Gurudev.
So this is an object of our life. And especially myself coming, I want to give you a little bit of this creed. I have not come far by this or that. Or so many persons are coming from India, then they are getting. You should, oh, such a Jagannath, you should don't read Srimad Bhagavatam. I am not coming for this. Never. So I have come only in the line of Rupa Goswami, in my line of my Guru Dev, Srila Prabhupada, and my Siksha Guru. But, oh, this is our main aim and object of our life. If anyone is not, has no greed or anything, oh, they will hear. I know that they are sleeping and they will sleep forever. Anyone, those who really have no greed, no interest, they must sleep like camels and dogs and hogs and pigs, and especially like donkeys. So they will have no taste. I have come only for them, those who have some greed for this. And even to greed, give this greed, though that enemy has gone in Krishna and Mahaprabhu this land. So I have come for this. And that is why he is telling. Then go on.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was discussing the anger of Lakshmi Devi in the company of Saurabh Damodar, then the curiosity came in his mind. He said, "Oh Saurabh Damodar, can you tell me about the different types of man or jealous anger of the gopis of Vrindavan?" So then Saurabh Damodar began to describe the jealous anger of the gopis of Vrindavan. He explained that in Vrindavan there are many categories of jealous anger, such as Dhira, Adhira, and Dhira Adhira. And he began to explain these different categories. The heroine who is Dhira, that means she's sober. If she becomes angry with her beloved, she will hide it within her heart. She will not express anything outwardly. But if he tries to make any advances to her, she'll be very indifferent towards him. And if the beloved is Adhira, that means very restless, then if she becomes angry with Krishna, oh, then she'll abuse him with very strong words. She can twist his ear, or she can bind him up with a flower garland, even. And then there's also a Dhira Adhira, combination of both. Sometimes they can hide their feelings, sometimes speaking with Vastra Vakya, with crooked words, having a double meaning, praising and criticizing at the same time. The heroes, the heroines in Vrindavan are also divided into other categories. So Damodar began to explain. Some of them are called Mukta. Mukta means enchanted. Some of them are called Matsya, and some are called Pragalba. Those who are Mukta, enchanted, oh, they are very easily tricked by Krishna. They cannot understand his cunning affairs. And if he teaches them, they will simply lower their face and begin to cry. Those of Pragalba are very bold.
Don't go.
Then he began to explain that the gopis in Vrindavan are two categories also, right wing and left wing, Brahmi above and Dakshini above. Those who are left wing, they are very contrary, and those who are Dakshini above, right wing, they are more submissive. Then he began to explain that man is a different type. Akari vagati prena subhava kukila bhavet ato heto raheto sa yuno mano idantiti. But it is the nature of the train that it is very crooked, like the movements of a snake. And this man, or jealous anger, it can be with cause or sometimes without the cause. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing all of this, he became very, became in a very ecstatic mood, and he wanted to hear about Srimati Radhika. So then Swarup Damodar began to describe Srimati Radhika.
Oh, here, hearing all these things, oh, Srivas Pandit began to laugh very loudly. Sorry. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bo.
Was so much absorbed in this mood. He was silent, and Srivas Pandit began to laugh so much. He began to tell to Damodar, "Oh, you don't know anything. Never you don't know. Are you seeing the appearance of my Lakshmi Devi, Aradhya Devi, golden palanquin, and all his sakhis are like commander in chief? Oh, decorated by everything, all gold ornaments and everything. In Vrindavan nothing is there. They can make any golden, but only flowers. Nothing, no diamond, no gold, nothing. There is no golden palanquin. Is there anyone? Never. Only bullock cart. Of what? Wood and bamboo. Nothing is there. And here? Oh, there is only flowers. Oh, some cows are there giving milk. Nothing is there. Forests are there. And what? Krishna can graze only cow, he cannot have anything. No stone to see. No tree, no umbrella, even. Empty feet, and he will have to go to cow. If he is not doing, then his father may chastise him. So he has to do. And he was Srinivas Pandit. And he told Suni Lakshmi Devir Mane Hailas, "Oh, why this Krishna, my husband?" Lakshmi Devir here means Satyabhama Chandravi or like this, all. They are thinking that why my husband, he is always sitting on golden throne, or with so much military commander in chief here, so many beautiful wife queens here, so many daughters and sons. Each wife has 10 sons and 1 daughter. Like this, in Dwarka. So why Krishna went there? Why? So he became angry. We had seen in our also boyhood something like this. If mother is getting very sweet thing, anything, and we want, don't want in this, and we want another thing, then mother used to give a slap. See in this. Oh, Lakshmi is very unhappy. And then he becomes so angry. And he tries hard. He invited his husband to make in her control. By how? By quarreling and invading him. And thus to defeat him and to break. Here, Mahaprabhu is also somewhat smiling and telling that, oh, Srivas Pandit is of Narada Swabhava, nature of Narada. He always glorifies Narayan and Lakshmi, Dwarkadhish always. So, he is telling, oh, Damodar is Shuddha Brajavasi, and he is glorifying Gopi, Srivas Chandra. In this world, also in universe, oh, almost all will glorify Lakshmi. Very, very few, very rare will glorify Gopis and Krishna. Even in India also, there are some groups that tell that, oh, Srimad Bhagavat is not evident. Never. It was not compiled by Vyasadev. Anyone has done it. Very bogus thing. And there are bogus things in that Gopi love and affection. They cancel all this, reject all these things. There are so many. But it is for high class of devotees. So, then Sarup began to tell, oh, Srinivas, you don't remember that the flowers in Vrindavan, the trees are what? Kalpa Vriksha. They can give lakhs and lakhs, whole thing, golden, plenty, everything. If they will wish anyone desire their life, desire they can give. But what gopis do? What they do? Only to decorate their hair. You know, the nipple of the gopis. What they are? Chintamani. What is Chintamani? These are stone. But gopi never used for that. What? Only to make some sweet sound to dance with Krishna. They don't use all these things. Cows, what are they? Kamdhanu means? Not only milk. The milk of desire, anything you will want, they can give you. But any gop or Krishna and gopis, they don't want anything from these cows. Only milk, butter and so many things. So you should not know, you don't know all these things. Because you have not gone to there, Vrindavan Braja, and you don't know anything of ABCD of Vrindavan. The flowers are what flowers? More than Parijat. Parijat, you know?
Flowers.
They never become doomed, never. Multi-push, always pregnant. So all these flowers like this, they can give anything, so you don't remember. And then, he told, Shriya Kanta, Kanta, Paramakusha, everything that is written there, you can read there. Now time is over. We'll meet tomorrow and we'll explain all these things. So, when he heard, he was changed. And then he became like Madhumangal in Braja. That mood was came. Mood came. And then he remembered all these things. And then he became to dance like this. And then Mahaprabhu, hearing this, he went to Gundicha, not Gundicha Mahaprabhu, but Jagannath garden, and here she was singing and dancing in so much being in absorbed in Krishna. All the devotees were tired now, whole day long doing kirtan and chanting. And then Sarup Damodar, with a preach, he told that all we are tired and now you should stop your dancing. And Jagannath Dev has sent so many prasadam, all very beautiful, very sweet prasadam. But under dal, tarkari, puri, kachauri, lebi, pitha, panans, all kinds of varieties. And then they began to, Mahaprabhu himself began to distribute. But Sarup Damodar told that all were waiting for you. If you are not taking anyone well, then he sat down and began to test and all began to hurry go, go. Thank you. Go, Pramana. Anything to announce?
Hare Krishna.